This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Lim Su Ann and Sumitra Selvaraj. Before the break, we were talking about a recent convention of people who create languages. Our second story is also somewhat about language, and we have a poll going on Twitter about it.
We're asking you, is kimono an appropriate name for Kim Kardashian West's new line of undergarments? So 77% of you have said voted that no, it's offensive. 20% of you said that we should stop being so sensitive. And 3% saying that yes, it's cool. So you can continue to tweet us your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or you can also call us at 03773-2900.
Surprise, surprise, Kim Kardashian West is yet again being accused of cultural appropriation. I'm just trying to wrap my head around kimono solution wear.
And she has also filed paperwork to trademark the word kimono.
Unbelievable.
Presumably to protect her brand. So are the good people of Japan up in arms?
You can bet your bottom yen that they are. But what is in a name? We asked Chicago-based social linguist and author Dr. Deepika Mukherjee the significance of words which have different meanings across languages, cultures, and societies.
One of the things that makes language so complicated is that a word is more than just its meaning. A word has heft, and the word has heft because of its connotation. So, for example, a word may mean something, it denotes something, but then what it connotes, what it references when you use that word can be very, very different. Human communication is complex because of this. Just to give you an example, If you tell your spouse, for example, that it's really cold in here and your spouse does not get up to close a window or a door or something that is open, you will think that he's actually not paying attention to you. So when you say that it's really cold in here, you're not just making a statement about the temperature, it's also a request for action. And so most words in most language, in every language actually, very often mean something that is larger than just the dictionary meaning of that word. And when it comes to artifacts that have to do with culture, that is even more so. So a word like kimono is certainly very, very nuanced and, you know, packed with meaning. And for Kim Kardashian to just think that she can take this word and use it in any way that she wants to for a marketing gimmick is something that is, you know, not unlikely that she would do it, but I can see the outrage from the Japanese people. In fact, I can feel the outrage from Asian Americans in America in general, because there's a lot of these little microaggressions that happen every day where, you know, one culture is considered to be less worthy and more likely to be appropriated in various ways than others. And I think that with the kimono, definitely, there are a lot of issues that Kim certainly did not address in any of her comments or even the marketing campaign.
And, you know, and as Deepika correctly points out, right, this is a marketing campaign.
Right. Mm.
Kim Kardashian West is making a business decision. She wants to be able to sell shapewear, and she will choose to brand it in a manner that she feels will achieve the most amount of attention, which then translates into sales. She makes as much as an investment into the marketing of the product as she does developing it. That's what an entrepreneur does.
So, you know, this is why when you talk about attention, that a part of me is actually quite cynical about the idea of whether she really didn't know. I mean, you're talking about an entire team of people that have been working on this for years.
15 years, to be exact.
There you go, right? And a lot of change in 15 years. And even if she was so out of touch with the current conversation, I find it very difficult to believe that people in her team weren't.
Oh, no, I agree.
Were, sorry. And so I feel like a part of me feels like either they knew and they didn't care, or they actually thought the negative attention would boost the prominence of the brand even further.
Sure.
I think in most cases it is, isn't it? Because like you say, it's very hard to think of a way where they are not aware that this would cause controversy like this, mm-hmm. especially when with something like a kimono, where mm-hmm. it's not a traditional wear that not many people are aware of. A lot of people are aware of what a kimono is.
Right. But when people in positions of power feel that they can take an aspect of a minority culture mm-hmm. purely for their own financial benefit or even just for their entertainment, that's when we start talking, we are getting into the area of cultural appropriation. Yep. And cultural appropriation isn't necessarily about the majority taking from a minority. It's actually really more a question of where the power in that structure lies.
Absolutely.
So when the dominant members of a particular society absorb or appropriate customs or practices of another without acknowledging the source, and also in particularly when in many other ways they've excluded that minority from the larger conversation,
mm-hmm. yeah.
then this is seen as an abuse of power.
Sure.
Yeah. And less than a day after the news blew up, Kim Kardashian West has addressed the controversy in a statement to the New York Times. So she defended her decision in naming her brand and explained that she did so not to associate the word, not to disassociate the word from its Japanese roots, but as a nod to the beauty and detail that goes into a garment. Mm. So Kim also goes on to clarify that her decision to trademark the name does not, and I quote, preclude or restrict anyone in this instance from making kimonos or using the word kimono in reference to the traditional garment, end quote.
So generous of her.
I know.
Thank you, Kim
I will
Kardashian
use it,
West.
But, you know, it doesn't mean I'm taking it away from you. I don't know. I mean, I think, of course, part of it is the fact that it's underwear. That's part of the association that feels like there's a lack of sensitivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't make the same kind of fuss if someone was calling something a kimono top, which we do.
Yes. And I see where she is coming from. But perhaps what the Japanese people need is a geographical indication tag. India employs GI tags to protect certain products that originate from specific areas. I believe it's controlled by their patent office. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, for example, Darjeeling tea can only refer to tea that has been cultivated, grown, produced, manufactured, and processed in clearly defined hilly areas of West Bengal. But in the context of our story, you actually even get GI tags for saris.
Right, okay.
For certain regions of saris. For example, you can only call a Kanjivaram sari a Kanjivaram if it is made of a specific quality of silk and has been hand-woven in the Kanjipuram district of Tamil Nadu. So perhaps for the Japanese people, a kimono should only be a garment that takes its familiar traditional form and is only produced in Japan.
Well, I am wondering, though, that doesn't necessarily mean that someone couldn't start a similar, let's take a lingerie line and call it something sari, right? Because the word sari is not patented or copyrighted in any way. It's a garment.
No, and you know what? You're absolutely right. Because, you know, even then, if you take the example of a word sari, it's even looser, right? It's an unstitched length of cloth mm-hmm. that's between, I don't know, 4 yards and 12 yards. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. It could be a toga.
And, you know, speaking of patents, we also had someone tweet in. Martin Long said that it's the problem with copywriting because anyone who uses it for any financial reason would have to pay royalties. Mm. So it'll become a nightmare once the copyright passed. And you know, as mentioned, Kim is trying to trademark the word kimono. So I think that raises a lot of questions of
who gets to use the word, right?
Yeah.
And it's a bit disingenuous to say, oh, people can still use it in reference to the garment. But what about when it comes to matters where there are finances involved?
Mm.
You know, Kim Kardashian perhaps does feel that she can use the name kimono without any repercussions because, well, until very recently, and this is the case with many incidences of cultural appropriation, no one would have said much about it.
True.
You know, for a large part of history, it has been incredibly common for cultures that are in that position of power to appropriate and to use elements of other cultures. And there wasn't that feedback loop.
Mm.
And now the world feels smaller and people around the world are given a voice. And so they are able to speak up and say, no, this belongs to us. Not just belongs to us, but this holds a significance that you are not honoring and you don't understand. So perhaps you should educate yourself before you just avail yourself to these things.
Exactly. Dr. Deepika Mukherjee, whom we heard from earlier, also had some rather choice words for Kim's actions.
Of course, here we're talking about a woman who has literally created a brand by doing nothing, not selling a talent or anything like that. She's beautiful, yes. She sells a certain kind of a sexiness, so it's sort of titillating and shocking and very often appropriating of other cultures because, frankly, there really isn't very much that she is creating to sell. So I would say that the Kardashians in general have been accused multiple times of appropriating certainly the black culture. In fact, with that butt picture that sort of broke the internet, as one commentator very famously said, that she Columbus several hundred years of black female exploitation and most likely had no frigging idea. And that pretty much, you know, sums it up. Except I'd also like to say that I think she has a frigging idea here because this kimono name is very much something that I think she wanted to create a storm of controversy with, as she's done with so many things. If she just wanted the name Kim in a line of bodywear, for instance, then naming it something like Skimazing, you know, with like Kim right in the middle would make more sense. Okay, Kim Kardashian, if you're listening to this, you know, I made this up first, so please don't steal Skimazing and say that it's your idea. But, you know, you all get where I'm going with this. So just putting Kim into a line of clothing and appropriating anything that is international that might link up to the word Kim is just kind of ridiculous. So I think this was something that she probably did to also stir up a lot of controversy.
So Kim Kardashian is, of course, no stranger to controversy. And it might even be said that her celebrity thrives on it. Mm. So does it really matter to her if the Japanese people are offended? I think only she knows. Mm. And her statement explaining herself to the New York Times was bland and yet stubborn. So she's just saying she is who she is and we just all have to accept that.
Do we just have to accept it?
I think we're free to say what we want about it, and we should. And that's actually what I kind of like about this present moment, where people are actually able to immediately respond to these things.
Yeah. Dr. Deepika Mukherjee feels, though, that there is a deeper layer to this. And she comes at it from the point of view as an Asian woman who lives and works in America.
I think what this latest storm over Kim's bodywear, shapewear, is really underlining is the inherent racism in American daily life. And I think Asian Americans especially are sort of fed up with it. So even for a simple thing like a question, where are you from? Asian Americans are often sort of asked it in a very aggressive way, like, where are you really from? So even someone born in Cleveland or in Chicago, you know, is made to feel like they're not really from here. And then someone like Kim Kardashian comes along and she kind of takes whatever she wants from around the world, from the black culture, and she makes it mainstream and popular as if she can own the world, not only where she lives, but sort of a global world in a way that is not available to a lot of the minority communities. I think that just seems so unfair. And I think a lot of the backlash is also because of that inherent unfairness.
And so this is also why we've kind of put up a poll on Twitter to kind of gauge people's reactions to this. So we were asking Twitter peeps, is kimono an appropriate name for Kim Kardashian West's new line of undergarments? So 77% of you said that no, it's offensive. Mm. 19% of you think that people should stop being so sensitive. And 4% said that yes, it's cool. So we've also received a few more comments in relation to this. So Jonathan Tan said that there are more issues to think about than Kim K's kimono.
No, but we're choosing to speak about it.
Yes. Captain Miao says that this is another inferiority complex that most minority have, so the Japanese have no qualms with the usage of this word, and why should we be offended on their behalf? So be offended all you want, but the free market speaks louder, and Kim K will make tons of money from this.
Well, I actually think that the free market speaks louder is a very good point, because yes, we all can vote with our dollar. We don't need to give our money to people or products that we think don't align with the kind of values that we agree with. And I hope that, and we can see that happening in many places, people choosing not to watch certain films or choosing to watch certain films or books or whatever because they think it's more inclusive.
I also feel that there perhaps is an element here of too many times, you know, she's done this too many times. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to feel like a little bit of a, I don't know, a bit dramatic, I suppose.
Almost caught in controversy on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, I think the hashtag that kind of surfaced immediately at this point was hashtag Kim, oh no.
Yes, and we also had another response on WhatsApp in that. So Jen said that she's glad that the Japanese are having no cho in such a way that they are protesting on this on Twitter. Like you said, Sumitra, they have the Kim, oh no hashtag. They also have the hashtag not your underwear, because the kimono is what they wear for significant events in their lives, such as their wedding or coming of age ceremony. So it has a very deep cultural meaning for them. And I think this is why people are finding issues with how Kim has branded her line of undergarments.
But this isn't really a case of having to reclaim the kimono, is it? I mean, the kimono's not going to go anywhere.
No, I don't think so. I think it's actually more an issue of, I don't know if disrespect is the word. I feel that's the word I would use. It's a culture of people feeling like a garment that's very important to them is not being respected.
Yeah, well, I just think that the Korean people better watch out, because they may be next in Kim's sights. You know, her sister Khloe Kardashian has a line of activewear, and I think it's called The Good American.
Yes.
The Good American. You know, Kim might decide to come out with a line of activewear called Kimchi.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We will.
Do we have any other thoughts on social media? Do we want to check in on our poll?
Yes, we can check in our poll again. So like we mentioned earlier, we're asking if kimono is an appropriate name for Kim Kardashian West's new line of undergarments. So the majority is still at no, it's offensive, with 77% of you, 19% of you saying that people should stop being so sensitive, and 3% saying that yes, it's cool.
Well, you can keep the conversation going at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can get in touch with us on Facebook as well. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. So if you missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on our BFM app, and also on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn, Kelly Anisa will be speaking to Chai Sin Thing, who is the Senior Research Officer at the Malaysian Research Institute on Aging at the University Putra, Malaysia, and they will be talking about the role of gerontology in bridging gaps in policy. You're listening to BFM 89.9. I will leave you now with That's Not My Name by The Ting Tings.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.